Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. As she sips her wine for the last time, a commitment made by a person with commitment issues, not with relationships. She overindulges in healing the broken because that's her job, right? To father the fatherless and to mother the ones that need nurturing. It's funny how the ones who are less qualified has the most detailed job description. Deep down, she wants to say, "I can't help you, sir, ma'am." But that's all she's been shown her whole life. So passing off brokenness to the broken never made sense. The weight carried never gets lighter, but that's because it was never meant to be carried past the previous situation. Let it go. But what am I without it? It's all I know. As she drowns her sorrows in the bottom of a wine bottle, it's a better explanation of my coping mechanisms. But is it? You're not scared of who you are. You're scared of who you could be without the crutches because you're so used to them. Light. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv, and today we're going to be talking about becoming the best version of yourself. With my poem that I wrote, I'm going to dissect it a little bit, but I'm also just going to get into more detail about letting go of things that no longer serve you. I have always tried to be there for the people that I love and care about, and from a young age, I've always taking on the responsibility of other people's happiness and other people's comfort, even at the expense of my own discomfort, because I felt like that was what I was supposed to be doing. But realistically, you can't pour from an empty cup, and you also can't allow people that don't even know who they are limits you to becoming who you're supposed to be. So with my poem, I say, as she sips her wine for the last time, the commitment made by a person with commitment issues. I used to feel like me drinking literally anything was gonna turn me into my father, because that's what I've seen him do. And there was a period of time with me living with him where that's all I saw him do, and I just saw how it changed him so much, and how it was a cycle of, I'm not gonna do this because I know I shouldn't, but I don't know who I would be without it, so I go back to it. So I told myself that I didn't want to do, like, drink anymore or anything. But after a while, I had to be like, it's okay. You shouldn't let things stop you from enjoying certain things, but you do have an example of what a limit should look like. And the other part, it says a commitment made by a person with commitment issues. I felt like I had commitment issues with sticking to one thing, like one career, one job, one place to stay. I've been traveling a lot, just trying to find like a place that makes me feel like a home or something like that. But home is within you. Like, you should find home within yourself, and I'm gonna make a separate episode about that. But I was chasing things externally that I had internally and wasn't paying attention to. So in the other part, I said not with relationships. She's overindulges in healing the broken because that's her job, right? Like I said before, I felt like it was my job because psychologically, I was programmed to believe that as a child. And I say programmed because, okay, so think of our brain as a computer and our thoughts are the software. And other people's opinions cause us to update our software. So if someone keeps telling me, oh, you have to do this because it shows love and how much you love me, you have to do that because I need you to do it and it's more important right now, you start to sacrifice yourself a lot, and you ultimately end up having an identity crisis because you're losing your identity to conform to somebody else's viewpoints on what your identity should look like and who you should be. And that's not okay. You should pay more attention to the little things that make you uncomfortable. Your body and your mind and your spirit lets you know all the time what it wants and what it doesn't want. And we go against that a lot because it doesn't feel right to do what's best for us because we haven't been doing what's best for us. But that's not okay. It's not your job to bring happiness to someone else. It's not their job to bring happiness to you. It's not your job to take care of them. It's not their job to take care of you. Like, we are individuals and we should operate as such and not let people's opinions of us hold so much weight in our life. To be the father to the fatherless and the mother to the ones who need nurturing. It's funny how the ones who are less qualified have the most detailed job description. So, that one's kind of intense because I have been told plenty of times that I couldn't do something, or that how can you do that if you don't even know how to help yourself? Or how can this work out for you if you're not even putting forth the effort and stuff like that? Which, to a certain extent, okay, like, I get it. But for the most part, that's nobody else's business, to be honest with you. You shouldn't be worried about what other people are saying. Like I said before, you are qualified for way more than what you believe that you are, what you give yourself credit for. And people are going to treat you accordingly to how you treat yourself. If you don't feel like you're qualified for that job, you're not going to get the job. If you don't feel like you can accomplish those goals and follow your dreams, you're not going to do it. But once you change your mindset and the way that you see yourself, you'll change the way that you see the world too, and everything will just go according to that. And the next part says, deep down she wants to say, I can't help you, sir, ma'am, but she's been shown that her whole life. The whole I can't help you, sir, ma'am thing was pretty much, like I was saying before, helping people all the time, except people don't reciprocate the same energy, and you don't expect them to because you have such a big heart and you love everybody and you want to do the best for them and you see the good in everybody. Like, no, like, people should be held to a certain standard to be in your presence. Your presence is very valuable and it should not be open to the public. You have to cherish yourself enough to know your worth and to know if this person isn't living up to those standards that you set for yourself, they need to go. There's no compromising your standards and values and morals. And I used to do that. I used to feel like, okay, maybe if I adjust myself, this person will want to be around me. Maybe if I do something to make them, like just changing who I was for other people, like, it's blowing my mind talking about it, because it's just like, whoa, like, you never had to do those things. You never had to do those things for the right people to want to be around you. And more recently, within the past like couple years or so, I've just noticed that there are so many beautiful people that are like-minded like me, but also they'll do what I need them to do without me asking for them to do it, just out of the love that they have for me, or just caring about me in general and my well-being. So once I realized you don't have to beg somebody to do what you need them to do, if they really want to do it, they're gonna do it, I stopped begging people. Like, you can go if you want to go, that's fine, it was nice meeting you. And we keep it pushing. Like, you're not losing out on anything for someone leaving because the right people won't leave you. The right environments won't cause you to sacrifice yourself and your mental freedom. It won't cause you to overdo your capacity mentally of what you're willing to allow in your life. To the next part. So passing off brokenness to the broken never made sense. You have to heal. You have to heal to not pour that into someone else's life. And that's where I learned the value of being single. At first it was like, okay, why am I single? Like, what is the purpose of this? But no, like, I had to heal so that I could be the best version of myself, not only for myself, but for the people around me. So yeah. And then the next part is the weight carried never gets lighter because it wasn't meant to be carried past the previous situation. Let it go. As much as we would want something in our past to have changed, it's not gonna change. Us thinking so hard about it isn't gonna magically just like that, it's done. Like, it never happened. Like, no. You're obsessing over something that you can't control. You're allowing something that you can't control to control you and to manipulate the way that you see the world, and that's not okay. You should want better for yourself, but it's also the fact of once you learn to let stuff go, it's a lot less, it makes life a lot less hard. It's a lot less to carry. You aren't supposed to be carrying burdens with you. You shouldn't be carrying other people's opinions of you, and the old version of yourself shouldn't be carried either, because you can't bring the old version of you to new spaces in your life. But what am I without it? It's all I know. Wow. That's what... You are becoming a better version of yourself, so you don't know who she is yet, or he is yet. And that's okay. But once you let go, you're allowing yourself the freedom to explore new things and new environments, and explore this new person that you're becoming. Because if you're not resonating with who you are right now, you're gonna keep referring to the old version of you and feeling disconnected. But once you pay more attention to who you are right now and the things that you need right now and just being present overall, it's not gonna matter what happened in your past as much. It the stuff that happened in our past helps to build our character as a person, but it's never supposed to be who we are going to be the rest of our lives. It keeps you stagnant to stay in the same place. And some people do enjoy being in the same place, and everybody has their preference and their rights to that. However, for me, I want to grow as a person, and I know that, okay, so think of it like a snake. When a snake is growing, they shed their skin, and they have a brand new layer of skin after they shed it, and it's so pretty and it fits them. But if they were to walk around, well, not walk around, they don't have legs. if they were to slither around carrying on that same crusty dead layer of skin, it's gonna irritate their skin. It's gonna make them feel disgusting about themselves. It's gonna make people not want to approach you because you're carrying dead weight. Because it's comfortable? No. Growth was never meant to be comfortable. But yeah, as she drowns her sorrows in the bottom of a bottle of wine, it's a better explanation of my coping mechanisms, but is it? A coping mechanism is, in my opinion, something that we tell ourselves to validate stuff that we shouldn't be doing, or that we know isn't the best thing to do for us. You are choosing to cope with situations that you weren't even supposed to be in. You're choosing to be in a relationship with someone you know you're not supposed to be with, but it's comfortable, that you don't feel like starting over. You're scared of, oh, what's going to happen if I leave this person? What if it goes wrong? What if it goes right? We have to change the way that we look at it. But yeah, you're not scared of who you are. You're scared of who you could become without the crutches because you're so used to them. That's pretty much what I just said. You have to let stuff go. Like, it's not meant to be a crutch your whole life. If somebody broke their leg 10 years ago and they still walking around with the same set of crutches from 10 years ago, somebody walks up to them and they're like, oh, you hurt yourself. Oh, no, I didn't. I'm okay now. I just like the feeling of, you know, carrying them with me. That person's going to look at them like, what? You're choosing to carry crutches that aren't even benefiting something that has already healed. Like, that's, when you think about it in a different perspective, you start to analyze a lot of things that you need to let go of. And it's okay to let go of those things. It's okay. No matter what anybody, as soon as you have the thought that you need to let go of something, that's the first step. Because you're acknowledging the fact that this no longer serves you. This is not benefiting you or anyone else to hold on to it. So why would you keep it? It's okay to let go. It's okay. But yeah, that is all for this episode. I really just hope that we get to a point where we want better for ourselves and we don't accept anything less than that. And in order to do that, we have to have the confidence in ourselves and our abilities to achieve those things. Because we can have any and everything that we want in this world. We just have to change our mindset. But I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you in the next one. Bye.